Welcome to Adventist Reflections, your network sharing character building ideas.
Dr. Dancy, finally we meet.
Dr. Nair, we're back. Great to be back.
In the golden time, yeah.
In the studio, live.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to today's episode.
Definitely.
Do we have greetings?
Hey, we have special greetings.
Who are we greeting?
I have to tell you that I met some fans on the road.
Randomly,
some fans, and then suddenly, you know, that someone said like, "Oh yeah, I listened to the podcast." I'm like,
right.
"Wow!" Because one was explained to the other one about the podcast.
What?
So we want to send greetings to
Aaliyah. Aaliyah,
thank you for listening to us.
Thank you, Aaliyah. Warm greetings to you, wherever you are sitting and listening to the podcast. I hope the gluten of today be of her liking.
Definitely. I have to say that Aaliyah was one of those faithful, you know, that there was a mental health challenge with the 25 push-ups for 25 days.
Yeah, wow.
I think she did her own like videos, posted it, and she was faithfully doing her push-ups. So
I'm almost tempted to challenge you here, but maybe that's going to backbite me. So
definitely. I mean, you do like 31
year.
That's right.
That's
fine.
What are we going to talk about today, Dr.
Hey,
Nand?
Today we have, you know, there's laws of nature, laws of the land.
Yes.
Do you have any weird laws in Mexico? I'm pretty sure you have heaps.
Well, let me tell you about them in a minute.
Sure.
The ideas shared here are not professional advice. These only reflect a friendly chat between two people who have nothing better to do. If you need advice, consult with your doctor. It's gluten time, a time to share ideas and get ridiculously serious with Dr. Dancy and Dr. Nard.
Ridiculous laws. Well,
yes.
I don't know if this is ridiculous, and I don't know if I should say it, but I will.
Go for it.
In Mexico...
Surprise us.
I don't know if it's surprising. In Mexico, you cannot kiss in public.
What?
You can't.
Okay, everyone's going to jail then? All the Mexicans?
Nobody knows. I have violated that law so many times.
Now that we've told them, well, now there's no excuse, because everyone in Mexico listens to us, and so now that nobody can say that I never knew about that law.
Except they listen to the Spanish one, not to the English one.
Oh, true.
This is the thing. I never knew that existed. And maybe it's embedded in the Mexican mind, because my wife tells me, why, like, you don't want to kiss me in public? Like, yeah, of course. But it's like, I why wouldn't I want to kiss you? Like, I showed my wife, like, she's like a tremendous woman, like a model.
Yeah.
So I would love people to see me with hair. So, but there's that silly law.
Wow, interesting.
I have no idea. What about Venezuela, though? Do you have laws that are crazy or a bit different?
No, we don't, because there's no laws in Venezuela. There is one, and I'm thinking about the pandemic and the shortage of toilet paper. In Australia,
you can only buy one square.
People have been taking photos of the empty shelves.
Yes.
If you do it in Venezuela, it's illegal. You cannot take a photo of the empty shelf, because that causes people to become
turmoil.
Have a look at that. Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, I didn't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but there is crazy laws in other places.
Can you think of
any other laws? Like, we've been talking about this before.
There are heaps of crazy laws.
Let's share some of these.
Let's go for, like, especially in the U.S. The U.S. is always the center of interesting facts.
Okay. But
have a look at this. It's unlawful. It's illegal to doze off under a hair dryer in Florida. That's crazy.
Like those of, like, just pass out.
Just like sleep. You know, go for a nappy.
Who created that precedent? Something must have happened. Let me tell you this one that happened in Missouri.
Sure.
In Missouri, you cannot play hopscotch on Sunday.
What?
You can play anything else. But don't you dare to do hopscotch. No.
Fantastic. To all the Arizona, I'm sure, I'm not sure if people in Arizona listen to us. You cannot hunt camels, so please do not hunt camels in Arizona.
Do they even have camels? Well, it's very desertic, so maybe they do. What?
Maybe they do. I don't think,
that's
we'll see.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, in Hawaii, you cannot insert a penny. For those in Australia who listen to us,
that's
a penny, I mean, if you don't know, it's a little coin.
It's a little coin in the US.
You cannot insert a penny I was going to say something inappropriate. In your ear. In your ear. You cannot insert a penny in your ear, man.
I don't even think you can fit it in, but it's still.
Well, it looks like you can.
I'm pretty sure this ENT complained to Congress and said, look, I'm sick of taking
maybe too many insurance claims to ENTs.
Pennies out of the ears, and then that's it. Hey, you know what? It's illegal to transport an ice cream cone in your pocket in Kentucky. What on earth? I mean,
somebody must have sued.
Who cares?
Company Cornetto.
If I want to put the ice cream in my pocket, I put it in my pocket, you know.
Wait, let me tell you something. And this is not planned really as such, but I do know that in Australia, we have heaps of laws that are different.
Yeah.
That also have been crazy. One of those 1800 laws. I think we might have mentioned a little bit of it in some episodes, but not really specifically about laws. But I think from memory, you cannot change a light bulb. I think it was in Victoria. You cannot change a light bulb if you are not certified.
Oh, wow.
And okay. There was another one. You cannot wear a stripy clothing. I think it's related to the idea of the convict. So if you wear stripy clothing, that's right. You shouldn't be walking on the street. So there's a penalty. If you're like, hey, you know, what jail were you coming from? Like,
wow.
What are you talking about? Like, oh, well, penalty for either way.
And I'm pretty sure.
Go to jail then.
There must be a law to force people to wear thongs, singlets, and very tiny and
in Queensland,
tiny and squishy shorts. That's just the budget smuggler kind of approach. There's gonna be one because that's what you see people doing all over Queensland. So
that's true. That's true. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know? But when we think about laws, what other things come to your mind?
Hey, look, the one thing it's you know we draw a lot of wisdom from this amazing ancient book that has. Lots of wisdom.
Yeah.
There's laws in there, very simple laws of life. But then we also have a recommendation to follow a couple of laws. You know, this fantastic teacher shared a couple of laws with us, and one was exactly about taking care of our neighbors, which is interesting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and it's written in that ancient book called the Bible. I do recall that idea that, you know, this individual talked about the idea that we are to give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
And so Caesar in that time would have been like the government.
Like the government.
Yes,
the government.
Yes.
The even though you could argue they were tyrants. I mean, whoever is listening from Rome, in Italy, it's the historical fact.
And we hear it today. Oh, the tax, you know, I don't want to give my tax to the government. I'm so sick of it. Yeah.
And this person, we could call it Jesus.
Yes.
He said, look, give it to them.
Interesting. That's,
give them the money, give them the tax. Yeah. Are they oppressing you? Are they taking like 40, 35% of your tax, 50, 60?
Go for it.
Just give it to them. That's,
wow.
It's part of the land. There is laws in the land to be harmonious. But that same person is the one who said, you know, just love your neighbor, who is my neighbor, love the persons around you.
And interestingly, he puts it as love your neighbor as yourself, which is massive, because if we did that, you know, like, hey, you and I, you know, we spend like an hour and a half in front of the mirror every day.
If we love other people like we love ourselves,
that would make a lot of changes in society, isn't
absolutely
it?
And maybe we could, I mean, maybe this is not something that we could talk about this in another episode, but there is some other things that I can think of, like
Hey Gluten Timers, are you enjoying this episode? The Adventist Reflections team hope so. If you are liking this episode, share it with your family and friends. Find us on Facebook and Instagram as Adventist Reflections Network.
So you're saying that there's a lot of things you can think of?
There is a lot of things like, there are people out there who, and I'm sure that somebody might be listening to this, who think, hey, you know, I don't even love myself.
Yes.
How am I going to love somebody else? And that's where, you know, the idea of being able to do something, to be able to appreciate what you are for what you are.
That's a good point. That's
not wanting to be somebody else. Be yourself. You know, you were created amazingly. We always talk about that at the end of this podcast.
That's right.
By Lauren. And we believe it. We don't just say it because we have to say it. We believe that every single person who listens to this, you and I included, I created amazingly.
That's right.
With the capacities to do marvelous things, you know, this machinery from the brain all the way to the toe.
So it's that balance of self-esteem, the same analogy of the airplane, you know, it's depressurizing, you need oxygen, you put it on yourself first, and then you help someone else.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So that you can be able to serve somebody else, to help somebody else, to be able to be of some benefit to somebody else, to love your neighbor, to love that person around you, next to you.
Sounds fantastic.
At work, in the communities, in your, you know, educational institutions. So that's pretty cool.
Why don't we give people some homeworks? I guess two bits of homework. Look after yourself, and in the same manner you look after yourself, look after other people as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Let's make it practical. Let's make it a little bit a step farther. What Let's about if we it. Said, again, this is not professional advice, but I don't have a shame to say that I do recommend this to my patients. And two things. Why don't you, after you listen to this episode, today plan to go and do something that you like for yourself? That
Sounds
will be
good.
Looking after yourself, you know, Sounds self-care.
Yeah.
And number two, why don't you choose somebody? It could be at work. It could be, you know, if you, whatever you work, it could be another employee, a coworker, an admin person. It could be a student. It could be your neighbor. Do something nice for them. Just one
That's
thing.
It
could be as simple as just going and buying a little treat with a little card and say, hey, you know, I was thinking about you. You know, you're a pretty cool neighbor. That's it.
A text, a call.
One thing.
Appreciation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, and send us messages. What did you do? What was the response? Aliyah, we challenge you to do this. And everybody else who listens. So
perfect.
What do you think?
Sounds fantastic, Dr. Dancy.
Now, before we go.
Yes.
The same person who talked about this law, he talked about two laws.
Right.
We only talk about one.
So there's another one that we need to
hear
about.
There is another one. What about if he tell you, or we talk about it together?
You know
time.
What? Let's do that, and we'll bring some other crazy laws that you'll enjoy.
Ah, that'll be cool. I love hearing about this stuff.
Let's go for it.
Well, let's talk about that next week.
Okay, good.
Good stuff.
Sounds good. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for staying with us. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Adventist Reflections. Remember, you are phenomenally created.
I'll try not to fall asleep under the hair dryer today.
I need to change a light bulb.
Okay,
good thing I live in Queensland.